Ana, Maloni, Malo Elelei, Salofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Fakalofa Lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Everybody, on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, seeking your guidance and blessing as we begin this health radio program. Thank you for the gift of life and the opportunity to share knowledge and support with our listeners. We ask for your wisdom and clarity to be with us as we discuss topics that promote well-being and healthy living. Grant us the ability to communicate effectively, providing valuable information and encouragement to those who tune in. Excuse me. Bless our listeners with open hearts and minds that they may receive the messages we share and be inspired to make positive changes in their lives. Surround them with your love and protection, granting them good health and strength. We also pray for those who are struggling with health issues, that they may find comfort, healing, and hope through the information and support we provide. May this program be a source of light and positivity, bringing communication together and fostering a spirit of caring and compassion. In your holy name we pray, our beautiful and mighty God. Amen. All right. Hey, listeners, and welcome to Te Ama Pacifica, a groundbreaking initiative proudly pioneered by Whale Puka and generously funded by the Ministry of Health. Our mission is to empower and uplift our Pacifica communities by providing the vital information, support and resources. Through this program, we aim to promote well-being, enhance with literacy and foster a spirit of unity and resilience. Thank you for joining us on this journey towards a healthier, stronger Pacifica. Ah, it's such a beautiful day here in Auckland, and I do hope that you are all in the best of health. My name is Lutila Kalola, and I'll be running this program today, also with Whale Puka, who's probably having a bit of a wander around the studio right now. Who knows, she might be doing some star jumps in the corner over there with the CEO of Planet FM. And who knows with Whale, eh? This girl is all over the place, but Godspeed, and I'm so thankful that you guys were able to be with us this morning. So our program for this morning is about, drum roll, my fingers are useless with a drum roll, is happiness. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. Emotional maturity brings happiness. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. That was from Proverbs 15, verse 13. Now, if you are burdened and weary, you need not curl up like leaves upon a withered branch. Cheerfulness and a clear conscience are better than drugs and will be an effective agent in your restoration to health. You will be benefited with the effort you make to be cheerful. Get out of doors, get out of doors as much as possible and be benefited with the breezes and the blessed sunshine. Let the songs of the birds and the beauties of nature awaken holy and grateful feelings in your hearts and lead you to adore your Creator, who has anticipated your wants and surrounded you with unnumbered tokens of His love and constant care. Have an aim in life while you do live. Gather sunshine about you instead of clouds. Seek to be a fresh, beautiful flower in God's garden, like the flower in my mum's hair right now, imparting fragrance to all around you. Do this, and you will not die a whit sooner, but you will surely shorten your days by unhappy complainings. Prune off every decaying leaf and withered branch from your life, and manifest only freshness and vigour. The cheerfulness of the Christian is created by the consideration of the great blessings we enjoy, because we are the children of God. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, he says, and longed for, my crown, my joy, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. The cheerful enlightenment of the mind and the soul temple by the assurance that we have reconciliation with our Almighty God. The hope we have of everlasting life through Christ and the pleasure of blessing others are joys of which bring no sorrow with them. Christians should be the most cheerful and happy people that live. Wow. On this beautiful morning, with all of these beautiful people. Hi, Fale. Fale, I was just saying that Fale has probably gone for a little bit of a walk. She's come back from a sprint. And it's been good. It's been good. So, right now, we're probably just going to have a little bit of a break, and then we will come back with some more messages of beautifulness.
this we say brother and sister.
Beautiful track there by our beautiful Heritage Singers. Those that don't know, Max here, who was the leader of Heritage Singers of Paris, unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. But thank you for the great music, Max, that you have provided for everybody around the world. Now, we've come to a point in the program where we are going to be speaking about vaccines that are available to the public. Now, this one here is the meningococcal vaccine. Now, as an adult, you may be able to get free these shots, really, if you are 25 or under and living in a boarding school hostel, halls of residence, military barracks or prisons, at high risk of some diseases due to certain medical conditions such as weakened immune systems. Now, healthy people under 25 years old in close living conditions are higher at risk of meningococcal disease, which can be rapidly life-threatening. So if you have previously had meningococcal vaccinations, get immunized again. If your last meningococcal vaccine was more than 5 years ago, you need both the MenACWY and MenB vaccinations for best protections. Now, if you are not eligible for free vaccinations, talk to your doctor, nurse, or healthcare provider about whether protection is a good idea and how much it would cost. Now, dependent on your age, people need 2 to 3 doses to be fully protected. The cost is, from my understanding right now, is $150 per dose, if you're willing to pay for it. There are 2 conjugate vaccines approved for New Zealand, which is the Menactra, Medquadfi, and Nimin Rex. Wow, these names are hard to pronounce. Was that even right?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, let me tell you. Was that right?
Perfect.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going bonkers there for a minute. Hang on. It is right. Sorry, I didn't turn you on. That's right, eh? Nimin Rex and Men Quad 5.
Perfect.
If I have a child, I'll name him that.
Yeah, you got a perfect pronunciation.
All right, now we're going to probably just, I'm going to read out this really nice poem that I came across, and I kind of think that it's probably going to be one of those ones where it's kind of needed right now. Happiness, and basically because our program today is about happiness. So I'll read something. Now, in the morning light's soft embrace, where dreams and dawn interlace. A smile blooms without a trace of worry, fear, or peace. Through the fields of golden grain, where laughter dances with the rain, happiness, a sweet refrain, sings its song again and again. In the quiet of a summer's night, under stars that shine so bright, peace whispers all is right, and hearts take gentle flight. In the eyes of those we love, in moments we're unworthy of, happiness descends from above, a tender fitting glove. So cherish every fleeting day, find joy in every simple way, for happiness is here to stay in hearts where love holds sway. I like that. Did you like that poem?
Yes, I do like it very much.
What about you, Mum? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have our program coming up run by Sifuluhia, my mum. She's going to be running the Tokelau Pacifica program, and she'll be talking about the same subject that we're on about right now. But in terms of happiness, what makes you happy? What makes you happy, Fale?
I'm seeing my big sister, like Lutila, right now, the most beautiful princess of Tokelau.
Okay, what do you want?
After.
Bangongus?
Yes, after the program, then I'll tell you.
What about you, Mum? What makes you happy? How do you feel?
Everything.
Everything?
My children.
Your children?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And my hello, Cleo.
Cleo. Oh, yeah. Cleo didn't go to bed last night till about 11 o'clock.
Oh, wow, that's late.
Well, hubby and I are struggling to make sure that he doesn't get too much, device time. Mm-hmm. So he's slowly getting back to his routine. So I'm pretty glad that he went to sleep. But my happiness is finally embracing my relationship that needs to be stronger with God.
Mm-hmm.
And needs to be stronger with Jesus, mm-hmm. in order for me to fulfill those teachings from God into my children, so that they are able to walk towards Him in a good direction. But I know that as Christians, we are going to fall sometimes, but the most amazing thing about God is that He never turns away from us. He always gives us an opportunity to repent. And the other thing that makes me happy is singing.
Oh, singing, yeah. Oh, can you sing one now? Come on, on the spot.
What's a song?
My God Loves Me.
My God loves me.
Amen.
And all the wonders I see.
You look happy.
Thank you. The rain falls.
Shines.
Even shines and falls down through my window. God loves me.
God loves me.
God is so good.
All the time.
God is so good.
Yes.
God is so good. He's so good to me. And you.
All right.
He took my sins. Right. He took my sins.
I'm free now.
He took my sins. He's so good to me. Now I am free. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Now I am free.
He's so good to me. I'm not going to cry. God is so good. He took my sins. Amen. Now I am free. He's so good to me.
Hallelujah.
And he's also good to my cousin Michelle here, who's sitting beautifully over there in the corner, looking absolutely stunning.
Say something.
Say something, cause.
Say something.
Love, joy, peace, and happiness.
She says love, joy, peace, and happiness.
Amen.
Love, joy, peace, and happiness.
Happy. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. Happy that I have three beautiful women in this room with me, all praising our God and being happy, which is what our subject is about. Always find happiness in the good things in life. Always find happiness in encouraging those around you to be the best person that they can be. I find happiness in knowing that my husband has been an amazing force within himself, and I'm happy that he's been able to see that he's capable of being more. I'm happy that my children and my mother are still here with me. I'm happy that Fale is able to keep doing what she's doing, and she's given me this drive to be able to push through life and to always not seek acknowledgement from people, but the only thing that's important is that God sees all the good works that you do.
Amen.
But good works that we do with our hands will not be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have to make sure that with the laws that He's set in place, that we have to try our best as Christians to follow suit.
Hey, my auntie's beautiful, do you know why?
Why?
She's got this beautiful plant at home, and she's got this real flowers.
Yes. But you know, I only just realised that the sap from there is actually no good for your skin.
Oh.
Yeah. It actually makes you, that's why they've advised us to always put gloves on when we're dealing with flowers.
I see.
You want another song? No, actually, we've got two more minutes left, then we're finished.
Two more minutes, come on. Sing.
What's another nice song for us? Actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I think because we've only got two more minutes, how about we finish off with the Lord's Prayer so we can all do it. So for those that are sitting at home, wherever you are, let's all do it together. Lord's Prayer. 1, 2. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass.